I'm Chris Entz, the author of the book Hearts West, True Stories of Mail Order Brides on the Frontier. The conditions that created the Great Migration to the West had to do primarily with money. People were coming west because they wanted a better way of life and they wanted to find gold. They started coming west in 1846 to really get a better sense of what life is all about beyond the Mississippi River. And the fact that gold was discovered in 1849 didn't hurt. You saw a flood of people coming over the plains to get to that gold. And by 1861, the shallow veins where the free gold was had played out. So they needed to do some hydraulic mining. They needed to go digging more tunnels under the earth to grab what they could out of there. And that primarily took place from 1846 to 1861. There were some women that did travel with their husbands and brothers and fathers and did make the trip west. And a lot of them, as I say, were related to the people that they were on the wagon trains with. There weren't many of them. They were really very few and far between in the gold country. Primarily, men left their families back east. They knew it was going to be a treacherous journey. They didn't know how long that they would be gone. They thought that it would just take them a few months to come out and with a spoon pick up all of the gold that they could find, and they would come back and provide for their family for the rest of their lives. There was a lot of men that lost their lives in the Civil War, a lot of men who were gone because of the gold rush. And you had people that had a need in both areas of the country. There weren't a lot of marriageable men in the East. Certainly there weren't a lot of women in the West. So you had newspapers, matrimonial newspapers, springing up all over the place. The people that started these particular publications knew that there would be an audience for mail order brides and wanted a specific newspaper that featured nothing but brides and hopeful grooms who could put some advertisements in a newspaper, either with a picture or without, but compelling advertisements then that would strike a chord with whoever was reading it and then call for them to come west. In some of these advertisements that ladies placed and men placed in Matrimonial News and The New Plan, they were serious about what they wanted, and they were very straightforward, and some of them had a sense of humor. And I think that that showed the personality of what they were going to be like and what you could expect. Some of my favorite ones were, "I'm a widow of 28, 5 feet 2 inches tall, black eyes and hair, weighing 125 pounds. Wishes to make the acquaintance of some dark, complected gentleman of 25 to 45. I'm a first-rate housekeeper. I am fat, fair, and 48, 5 feet high. I'm a number one lady, well-fixed with no encumbrances. Am in business in city, but want a partner who lives in the West. Want an energetic man that has some means, not under 40 years of age, and weight not less than 180 pounds. Of good habits, a Christian gentleman preferred. A girl who will love, honest, true, and not sour, a nice little cooing dove, and willing to work and flower." Traveling west was very difficult. A lot of them went by stage or Conestoga wagon, and you would have to really set your mind to the fact that that wagon was going to overturn at least once in your journey. People got sick on the way west, if you can imagine being in a stage for a length of time, very hot. They also would get ill if they decided to take a steamship. It was a very strenuous journey. Between 1811 and 1850, there was something like 160 steamships that burned. And these would have been the steamships that mail order brides would have traveled on. 209 of those steamships blew up. 576 of them hit an obstruction and sank. So however you decided to travel, you had to really desire to go west like you've never desired anything else. The success rate of mail order bride hookups, let's say, it was a little bit more than 80%. You didn't hear a whole lot about the marriages that failed unless they were an extreme failure. Some of them did make the newspapers because the reasons for not marrying the person that you traveled all the way west, some of them were ridiculous. Some ladies would get all the way west and they had been told, in the letter that they would be marrying a man who did not have a beard. And they would get West and see that this person not only had a beard, but he also smoked. And these are two things that he said in his letters he did not do. And they determined they wouldn't. Men also did that, no matter how lonely they were. If a woman came out and her weight was not at all what she had said that they were, they wouldn't marry them. They would turn them back to the train or the wagon and say, we're not going to go through with this. One particular story that I wrote about in Hearts West was a teacher that was coming west after having been proposed in a correspondence with a gentleman in the Gold Country. He asked her to marry him, and she packed up her little belongings in a trunk, which included one change of clothing, which was going to be her wedding dress, and she came west. While en route, the wagon train was held up by four masked men. And during this particular robbery, Eleonora pleaded with the gentleman to please let her go, explained that she was going to be married, and if they could just give her her trousseau and let her keep her wedding things because she was so excited about meeting her future husband and that's all she wanted to do. They acquiesced, let her go. She did travel on her way, went to the future sister-in-law's home, changed her clothes, started to walk down the aisle, and at that point is when she was going to meet the man that she was going to marry. They began to exchange vows. As he's speaking, it occurs to her, you know, his voice sounds very familiar. I've heard him somewhere before. And as he continued to talk, it occurred to her, this is one of the gentlemen that robbed me on the way west. So she did not stay. She left her groom at the altar and fled to San Francisco. Her whereabouts at that are unknown. I thought that abundance rang true throughout the entire play. I believe that, if anything, she was a little bit more congenial with the characters than really the Old West was to the people that came out here. I love the friendship that the main character has with the other mail order bride. I do think that they were in too close a proximity than what you would have been in the real West. A lot of women were terribly, terribly lonely because they would be in places where finding a friend to talk to of the same sex was maybe 2 or 3 days' ride away. But I found that the story was quite intriguing, and that she captured the essence and the spirit of these women of the West very nicely. They had visions of happy ever after. They had visions of this wonderful life that they would be living, and had no idea that it would be as grueling as it was, or that you would be with somebody that you may or may not fall in love with after all of these letters. You certainly hoped when you got out there that they were exactly who they portrayed themselves to be in your correspondence, but there was no guarantee of that. And there are some ladies that never cared for the people that they were married, as in one of the lead characters in Abundance. She didn't care necessarily for the person that she was with at first, but you do come to love someone and be deeply, affectionately bound to them because of the struggles that you endured and because you had a common goal of settling a land.